Hello, everybody. So here I am in Egham. Welcome to Egham, this town in Surrey. So we're just outside London, about 20 miles west, slightly southwest of London, in this mostly residential town. Quite a few low-rise offices like this one, and that went defunct like at least 5 years ago. They're going to demolish it because all this work from home. But anyway, it's a lively and pleasant town, pleasant place to live. There are no high rises. I think there are probably no buildings before maybe 7 stories high. And we're across the River Thames from Staines. They often call it Staines upon Thames. So what can I say? So it's got Royal Holloway University up the hill. When I heard about Royal Holloway University, I assumed it was in Holloway, London, where the old women's prison used to be, now shut down. It's because a Mr. Holloway gave the money to found this one. So what I do like is it's got a living high street, although there are some shop units which are closed because people have online shopping and so on. So a fairly ethnically diverse place, and quite a few South Asian people in particular, students from abroad, like speaking to some Uzbek boys the other day. What else did I say? So it's got Strode's College, which is a sixth form college, Magna Carta School. Of course, Magna Carta was signed very close to here in the meadow towards Windsor. We don't know exactly where, as in the Great Charter of Liberties sealed, I should say, rather than signed, the 18th of June, 1215, by King John. Okay, a place you can get tattoos. Well, what else, what more could you want? And look, here's another office building that they're trying to rent out. I think, wouldn't it be good if people were simply allowed to turn them into residences, to repurpose them? But as they say, it's actually cheaper to knock down and rebuild, and is often quite difficult, not very suitable to turn it into flats. See, Feltham demolition. I felt there was something there that they did demolish, but maybe memory plays me false, okay? And here's an office building, Virginia House, is actually in use. We're quite close to Virginia Water. And I remember, as a schoolboy, I always thought Virginia Water was a stretch of the Thames. It's not. It's a big pond that's close to the Thames. And that's one of the poshest places in the United Kingdom. There's that Wentworth estate. And look, this is a pub, which went out of business a few years ago, and now it's a Pilates studio. And look at the old post office is some sort of office. And so we go on. So it's, I don't know, more pleasant, more characterful than Staines. Staines across the river is slightly David Brent territory, but it does have some fine 19th century houses. This has got some 19th century houses and some really big ones. There are some very wealthy people in Egham, but it's not so exclusive. They're not separated off by gated community. Look here, this big office building on Station Road looks like nothing's been happening there for years. Quite a few estate agents, a few barbers and so on. And we'll come on to Magna Carta Square, which was completely redeveloped during coronavirus. It's got 4 supermarkets. It's got Waitrose, if you're rich. It's got Budgens, Tesco and Iceland, not the country, the supermarket. And a few others. So there's that railway station. Get a fast train to London Waterloo in just 37 minutes. Their trains every 50 minutes at peak times. Now, slow trains take an hour to London Waterloo. They go by the Hounslow Loop. What should I say? So we're very close to Heathrow Airport. You can get down here on the left. You can get the bus direct to Heathrow Airport. Go in the opposite direction, get the bus to Slough. So quite well served by public transport. The town centre is very flat, but there's a big hill atop of which sits Royal Holloway University, which was originally a women's only university. Do you see what I mean by more low rise, mid rent office buildings? Okay, Every Man is a fantastic cinema, but I don't know how they make a profit because they have very small screens, they're about 50 seats. And they'll take your order for whatever snacks you want there. Really like the dough balls with garlic. Okay? And then here is Starbucks. There's also Cafe Nero. I'm a sucker for Starbucks with the loyalty cards. And this is where the Christmas tree was on this square. Lighting the Christmas tree in early December. And in Liberto Lounge, what is it? Is it a pub? Is it a cafe? Is it a restaurant? Is it somewhere between all three? And it doesn't really seem to have a theme. It's like the Catholicity of the menu is extraordinary. Some like Italian, some British, some, I don't know, Mexican, and all sorts, some Lebanese dishes. So that's Liberto Lounge. And there are 2 Chinese restaurants in town. There's some Greasy Spoons, as well as some more upmarket restaurants. Look over there, Egham Barbers. So You can't get a haircut for much under 20 quid. Look, the Mira, fine Chinese cuisine. And here's Budgeons, which is open till midnight and opens about 5 a.m. So that's it. Wow. Okay, and then there's Nationwide, which is a mortgage company, but also functions as a bank. And that's the only one in Egham. Others have closed down. You see the old bank in use is now Specsavers, so hasn't been a bank there since goodness knows when. So across the river in Staines, there are a few banks operating, but unfortunately, banks have been closed down increasingly. Right, so we come onto the almost pedestrian street of Egham. What I was going to say is that anybody who is famous from around here, I can't think right now, someone who was transported to Australia for crime in 1788 was from Egham. There was a counterfeiter who used to live in Egham making fake banknotes. No really outstanding personality. So Chertsey Abbey's close by. You see Red Ann print, okay? Print, laminate anything for you. And so Chertsey Abbey used to own this in the dissolution of the monasteries in the 1530s. Then the crown used to own it, and so it goes on. Anything else I should point out about Egham? So don't pronounce the H in Egham, and it's a single G in Egham. I know she thought it was egg, E-double-G, just like an egg that one eats. No, it's not. So otherwise, it'd be the tastiest town, Egham. I wonder how Strode's College got that name, presumably the name of the founder. And this was set up a few months ago, London Bargain Bazaar, selling toys and Christmas lights and loo roll and heaters and stuff like that. All very low cost. Okay, so this is Egham Town, this bit. Then the M25 bisects the town, and the other side's called Egham Hythe. It's down near the river. Hythe is like the riverbank. That's what it means in Anglo-Saxon. See Cafe Gondola. So this is a more modern style Italian restaurant. I do dine there, I prefer the other one. And look, in here is going to be Egham Museum and the Literary Institute. They've got a stage, they've got performance, stand-up comedy, stuff like that. William Hill, when I never go in there to lay my bets. Okay. So this is the High Street. What else might you want to see up here? The Red Lion, and the pub names are completely stereotypical. There's the Crown, the White Lion, and the King's Arms. Four of them almost on the same street. The White Lion seems a slightly older, more working class crowd. Is it the King's Arms is probably the most pucker, pricey. Okay, yeah, see, look, a hairdresser's there, little scissors, and these people doing conservatories and the doors. They're people who sell you bathrooms. 163 restaurant, which I thought Belgium was the theme. I've only eaten there once, is it? Yeah. And over here, look at this United Reformed church. But they have a book sale there every week, is it every Friday? And here's Iceland with all their frozen foods. That's very low cost, not terribly healthy for you. And then the Constitutional Club with the flag. Constitutional being code word for conservative. So conservative events, there's twirly carpets in there, but some people read it's because they're simply because they want to socialise, not really because of conservatism. Okay, and then the vape shop, and they'll repair your computer for you as well, okay? So Pound Stretcher doesn't sell food, sells all other household goods really, so that's very affordable. And quite a few charity shops, like there's Blue Cross, yeah? How about that? A passion for fashion. And two pharmacies, there's Superdrug and there's Boots. Look. Working in Sambia Hospice and Wellbeing Centre, so another charity shop. There's no Oxfam though, okay. There's Superdrug, and look at their flats just above it. Because they're going to live right in the centre of Egham. And Ladbrokes, another betting shop. Egham Artisans. And over here, look, Jay's Pharmacy. So there are three pharmacies, I forgot that. Right beside Boots, which is part of a chain. So I don't know how they managed to turn a profit. And then for the British Heart Foundation, if you want to give away your furniture, you can't give it away to the British Heart Foundation here. You have to phone them up. The people from elsewhere come and collect your furniture you're chucking out. So getting the idea? Okay, and then Holland and Barrett, which is a not quite pharmacy. And you see over there, Card Factory. So how do they make a profit? I suppose that's why the cars are so expensive. This fruit, egg and fresh fruit and vegetable shop started a few months ago. And Timpson Dry Cleaning, repair stuff, costs a lot, often cheaper to just throw it out and buy a new one. And so on. And here is Tesco. which is open till pretty late, like 10 o'clock most nights, but Sunday only opens at noon, if I got that right, Sunday trading and all that. So you're seeing a little bit about what Egham is like. And over here is Cafe Nero. Is it open already? It is open already. I often used to assume it was American or Italian, but it's not. It's originally British. It started in Fulham about 30 years ago. Okay, and you see the flats up here, but look, some of them are boarded up. So that is, oh yeah, and then beyond that, Pride Hub. This opened several months ago, as in a gay cafe or something. Yeah, I've never been in, surprisingly. And there's another Costa Coffee. Ooh, so deadly rivals of Cafe Nero across the way. And there's a Persian restaurant up here. Been there. When I went there, I was reassured that most of the diners were Persians, so they must know it's quality food. And then Villa Rosa. This is a traditional style Italian restaurant. The waiters are all quite old guys who take real pride in what they do. So, and this one I think is more atmospheric. I prefer the decor as well. Okay, so almost finished. Okay, and there's Princess Alice, another charity shop. There's some bakeries, there's some chip shops, you know, Turkish kebab places. You see here, all these ladies' clothes in the window. There's a post office, of course. Okay, and Cavan Bakery is open now. Okay, as in Cavan in Ireland, the South Ulster County. Okay, and here's another barber shop, GK's. Do you see there? Opened rather early on a Sunday, but they're doing a booming trade. They've got people in there already. Well done them. Okay, and there's a Polo restaurant over there. There's also a Thai restaurant. Have I overshot it? Which is quite good. I don't know much about Thai food. So there we are, and that's the sort of the end of the high street. And then going across towards the church, St. John's, the Anglican church. And the vicar there, I went on midnight mass, he's the best I ever saw, because she preached with such expression, and she just radiated happiness. And for her, Christianity was niceness. It wasn't too theological, and her faith came across. And I said, "You're a very happy person." She said, "It's the joy of the Lord." So just the sort of person would attract others to the church. I'll show you what I'm talking about here. Here it is. And then there's an inscription in Latin above the door. The letter says, Anglican Ecclesia Libera Sit, as in the Church of England shall be free, a quotation from Magna Carta. But obviously when they said Church of England, that meant the Catholic Church in England at that time. Okay, so obviously in the churchyard, many people rest from their labours in these tombs. Okay, so that's a little visit to Egham. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate in PayPal, georgecallahan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.